Recorded Books presents a Griot audio production of Unburnable by Marie Elena John. This unabridged recording is narrated by Robin Miles and directed by Lynn Flanagan. This book is copyrighted 2006 by Marie Elena John. This recording is copyrighted 2007 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Griot Audio, celebrating the best in contemporary African-American fiction and nonfiction. After 20 years, haunted by scandal and secrets, Lillian Baptiste returns to her native West Indian island of Dominica to face the demons of her past. With the help of Teddy, a man who has loved her for many years, she may yet find a way to heal. And now, Unburnable. Chapter 1. Up There, Noah. Lillian's mother, Iris, was known throughout the island for a number of distinct characteristics. The women would say that chief among them were her uncommon beauty, the fact that her skin was reputed to actually glow in the dark, and the nasty cussing she directed at anyone who crossed her path when she was drunk beyond a certain point. Others insisted that Iris was known best as the daughter of Matilda, who had been tried, convicted, and on one typically rainy Dominica day in 1950, publicly hanged. Men, though, would laugh at that and say it was the quality of the sex Iris offered that was the thing, for her mother had taught her a number of tactics for keeping her vagina in pristine condition, despite the damage that had been done to it many years before by a broken Coca-Cola bottle. The elasticity was not only due to the tightening exercises she performed for 20 minutes daily, drunk or sober. She also knew about the enhancing properties of alum and such substances, and was never without a supply of these aids. But beyond all this, the men of all classes, townmen and countrymen, were astounded by the passion of their encounters with Iris. Several of the faint-hearted were too cowardly to face it a second time. But for the most part, this was what kept her steady stream of visitors coming. None understood that the intensity that left them shaken was actually the aggression of an otherwise powerless, disappointed, and very angry woman, who was, in fact, molesting them with her body as she threw them onto their backs and attacked them brutally. But they were oblivious to this dynamic, and left with their chests out, proud of their potency, which they felt had aroused her to such an extreme response. Without fail, these men brought with them a bottle in a brown paper bag, and took care to leave behind a little something to help out. While the high-class town people from Roseau referred to her as the half-Carib salope, it is to the credit of the country people island-wide that none of them, woman or man, considered her to be a prostitute. The villagers, as villagers often do, exhibited a sophistication beyond their time and place regarding the options left for a woman who had suffered Iris's fate, and they understood the practicality of what is today called, in certain circles, the sex industry. The women in particular, beyond acknowledging her historical place as the daughter of the infamous Matilda, had a definite appreciation for Iris. She kept their men from bothering them when they were too occupied with raising their children to be concerned with the effort of sex. And especially in the areas around her house, she kept their young boys from experimenting on their young girls, thereby keeping down underage pregnancy. Iris died in 1971 in a Roseau jail, where she was being kept overnight for the crimes of disorderly conduct and disturbing the peace. She had lived in or just outside of Dominica's single town for most of her life, from the time she was 14 years old until her early death at the age of 40, but she was born in a very different environment, at the top of one of the island's highest mountains on a plateau. the isolated place where...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?